following the President's speech of Temple, Texas, Monday, September 27, 1948.
Get this way, Associated, get here. The President's been talking to a whole lot of folks. And sure, a long way back there. So come on up as close as you can. You're all right now. Now, because we have only a moment or two to stop in any given community, I will not impose upon your time other than to tell you how proud I am to get back to the 11th District and find such a magnificent crowd of loyal Democrats here to meet the leader of our nation and the leader of our party. We are proud that we have with us in Central Texas a typical American, a man whom we can all respect, a man whose loyalty and whose sincerity can't be questioned, a man who is leading our nation to respect all over the world and leading our party to a great victory this fall. I want to give to you one of your own outstanding citizens, my good friend and your neighbor, Byron Skelton, who will present our honor gift.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor and privilege for me to present to you the President of the United States.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Congressman, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Democrats, I can't tell you what a great privilege and a pleasure it is for me to have a chance to meet you this morning and have a chance to discuss just a few of the issues with you. I've never had such hospitable treatment in my life. Governor Jefferson met me in El Paso. Governor and Mrs. Jefferson met me in El Paso. The congressman of that district rode through his district with me. Then Lyndon Johnson met me, and the congressman from that district rode with me. And now I have a congressman from this district. The governor's staying with me all the way to Oklahoma and beyond, I hope. We're having the best, most cordial time you ever saw in your life. Now, I'm told that this great city of Temple has a law on the books which forces the President's train to stop what he wants to or not. Now, I want to say to you that I didn't know anything about that ordinance, so I read a clipping from a Washington paper dated September 21st. I was going to stop anyway, so he didn't need any ordinance to get me to stop.
He promised me to come here just before you took office.
The congressman says I promised him to come here just before I took office, way back there in January 1945. But it is most interesting. And I think I ought to read you this piece from this Washington paper. They very seldom find out things about the Texas in the Middle West, but here it is. The good thing President Truman scheduled a campaign stop in Temple. This is an Associated Press dispatch in the Washington Star. A town marshal halted one presidential train that was scheduled to pass through there without stopping. It's the law. For a long time about the excellent hospitals you have in this great city. This would be a fine place to recover from any illness. I have visited McCloskey Hospital during the war. It was one of the biggest Army hospitals in the land, and I hope we can continue to make use of it because it is a fine plan. About the only thing your hospital can't cure is a disease that the whole country is suffering from. That's high prices. I wish we could take them out to one of your hospitals and just amputate them, and that'd be all there was to it. I told the Congress time and again that the American people wanted relief from high prices.
I even called that do-nothing, good-for-nothing Republican idiot Thomas back into session. Why?
To work on prices, and they didn't do a thing about it.
That Congress, when I get wound up on that Congress, there's no stopping me, because there's so many things that they did to you and so many things that they didn't do for you that I could stand here and talk all day about it and still not tell it all. You're going to have to get that historically in your own mind. You know, you've got a flood control project out here on Leon flood control project. Republicans are against all such things as that. They don't want reclamation or flood control or anything else that doesn't put the money in some big fella's pocket. Now, if you want to cure that situation, the best way to do it is to be sure that we have a Democratic Congress with Sam Rayburn for Speaker, and a Democratic Senator in the form of Lyndon Johnson, a Democratic Governor in Texas, and a Democratic Congressman in every district in the great state of Texas, and then we'll take them down to it. Wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Well, I'll bring out the boss first. My daughter Margaret. I've also got another very great privilege. I want to introduce the First Lady of Texas, Ms. Zetzer.